And welcome to this edition of Christian News in Focus. I am your host, Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And with us on the phone today is State Representative John Adams, who was the co-sponsor of the Founding of American Documents Bill. That's legislation that was passed last year in the Ohio legislature and signed into law by Governor Kasich on March 30th of last year, just in time for it to be implemented into this year's school curriculum. The school curriculum of the Founding of American Documents Bill will basically guarantee that our young people will be taught our founding documents of our country, that is, namely, the Constitution of the United States of America, with an emphasis on the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Ohio Constitution, the Northwest Ordinance, the Federalist Papers, and the Anti-Federalist Papers. These are the foundational documents of our American Republic. What we've seen over the last number of decades is a diminishment of these instructions within the classroom in a social studies, basically the curriculum was social studies. And so what we sought to do was to remedy that problem because it's really important for our young people to understand who we are as an American Republic. And again, welcome with me on the program today, State Representative John Adams, and he is the co-sponsor of the Founding of American Documents Bill. John, welcome.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, I'm glad you were able to take time out from the busy schedule down there in Columbus this week. And, of course, we want to express our great concern and sympathy to all those in the Boston, Massachusetts area. For yesterday, of course, was the bombings at the marathon. And, of course, all of our hearts just sunk when we saw the tragedy unfold. And our prayers go out to all the families and all those who are concerned, those who are wounded, and those who have suffered loss. Your thoughts?
Well, those things... nobody wants those things to happen. Problem is, in an open and free society that we have in our country, I believe they can happen and they will happen. They're tragedies, but my prayers and heartfelt condolences go out to those in the Boston area.
Well, John, this week at the Ohio State House, of course, the budget is being decided. But what we want to focus on today is this great piece of legislation that you worked hard on last session, along with State Senator Larry Obaugh, and that is the Founding of American Documents Bill. When we look at what's happening with our young people today, it's so important for them to understand who we are as an American republic, to understand their rights and responsibilities in this Constitution. And you don't know what your rights are unless you really study them of what the Bill of Rights are. And what we see happening on the federal level, we see even the Second Amendment is under assault, and in some instances, the Fourth Amendment. We saw the filibuster last month by Senator Rand Paul in his concern about basically American citizens being tracked by military drones on U.S. soil. Much less. And so he had some questions, some very viable questions as to what the use would be for these drones and attacks on U.S. citizens. And so I think his filibuster was bringing to light the Fourth Amendment question as to, you know, basically our fundamental rights in this country.
Well, what you have also, Chris, is the fact that before that filibuster in the Senate, that issue wasn't even on the radar screen with the American people. After that filibuster, the percentage of those who became aware of it shot up tremendously. So it did have an effect. It did play a role in bringing an awareness to understanding the Constitution, whether it be the state Constitution or the federal Constitution.
Well, that's right. And last year we had a great debate with our fellow citizens at the Ohio State House. You, of course, were the House sponsor of the Founding of American Documents Bill, and as it worked its way through the legislature and in the Education Committee. And I remember some of the questions that came up. Basically, would this diminish other areas of study? For instance, if you gave more time and attention to the teaching of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Ohio Constitution, the Northwest Ordinance and the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers, the Declaration of Independence. Would this take away from classroom studies on other world history or some of the amendments, the 13th Amendment on slavery? And, of course, we had that dialogue and saying no. You know, obviously the 13th Amendment is part of the Constitution. We're trying to highlight to our young people what indeed is the Constitution of the United States so that they can study it and understand it. And this stems from the concern that we've seen over the last couple of decades, as we've mentioned. A number of reports came out that our young people know virtually nothing of our founding. There was a Newsweek article last year that said, "How dumb are we?" It said of 1,000 American adults that were tested, 38% failed. And these were some really fundamental, basic questions as to who we are as an American republic. Some of the questions on the test were, when was the Declaration of Independence adopted? What happened at the Constitutional Convention? Who was the president during World War I? Who did the United States fight in World War II? These are very basic questions, and yet in this civics test, they failed miserably. And so very basic ideas of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and when our nation was born. And this is why we highlighted the importance of teaching the foundational documents.
Well, in that process also, Chris, I can, you know, even from my own experience, as we went through that process of the committee process, I learned more about the Constitution as we were going through it. There's a lot of wonderful resource material out there, and a lot of that was brought to light through your testimony and the effort that you've put into this for the last 10 years to try to get this put into the curriculum. But I learned a lot about the Constitution and the history of our founding fathers as we went through this process. You know, you think you were taught those things, or you believe you were taught those things, but even as adults, you need a refresher course because you simply forget.
That's right. You know, it was George Washington who said, "The Constitution is the guide which I will never abandon." It was Thomas Jefferson who stated, "If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never would be." It was Abraham Lincoln that said of the Constitution that it should be preached from the pulpit and taught by mothers to prattling babes. You know, our history in our country is so foundational that we need to pass it on to each generation. And what's is great concern today as we see people voting more and more for socialism in this country and leaning to the left. Well, partly that is because our young people do not know who we are. And if you forget who you are, and you know, as a nation, you're going to drift away from your foundation and from the mooring of who we are as an American republic. That's why we sought the importance of making sure that our young people, starting in the fourth grade, and I can tell you that in Barberton Citizen Schools, where my daughter attends, she's in the fifth grade, and they've started to talk about the Constitution this week. So I really think it's in due in large part of the work that you and State Senator Larry Obaugh put into this fine piece of legislation, which, by the way, Governor Kasich was very proud to sign, and very prestigious people that were in the room that day with us, Dr. Peter Schramm of the Ashbrook Center at Ashland University, State Senator Tim Grinnell, former Senator Tim Grinnell, currently a judge, and members of the State School Board. They played an important role in this, didn't they?
They sure did, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention Diana Fessler, who I believe introduced this bill in with your effort back in, what, 2000 or 2002. She was also there, and I'm just glad she could attend. But, you know, our effort is only partly done. And as you had mentioned before, the State School Board will play a significant role as we move forward with the content standards, the model curriculum, which when this bill was going through the committee process, there was a concern that this was going to cost the state extra money. There was a timing that we were lucky enough to hit that the State School Board was going through and creating that model curriculum at the same time that we were trying to implement this bill. And it did not cost the state any revenue as they were currently starting to work on the model curriculum. So it didn't cost the taxpayers any more money because it was in the hopper to begin with. The model curriculum and the content standards are being created as we speak to be implemented in the next school year. You had mentioned earlier that it'd be implemented this school year, but actually it'll be implemented from this bill in the next school year because they're working on the assessments, which is the testing part of it.
That's right.
And what was good about this particular bill that we fought hard to get, that was the most difficult piece, was to say that at the end of course examination, you would have 20% of the questions in the history portion, government portion, on the Founding Fathers. So therefore, the curriculum has to be, in a sense, not that you're teaching to the test, but most school districts would probably, on the assessment side of it, as they create those tests, are gonna have the curriculum that coincides with the testing, so that the students learn the content standard.
Well, and people may be asking themselves a question, saying, well, isn't this already being taught in our public schools? And the answer to that is no. Actually, it's been greatly diminished time spent on the teaching of the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence in the Ohio classroom. And here's a study from the Fordham Foundation, which you indicated in your testimony when you gave proponent testimony last year. It said Ohio's history standards were rated a D, according to the Fordham Foundation. They said this: there is little American history content or educational rigor in Ohio standards before eighth grade. There is effectively none. The eighth grade offers a bit of attempting to cover the entire period in a handful of broad content standards, and that's under the social studies. There was 3 credit hours dedicated to that. It was really ambiguous as to what history teachers or social study teachers were actually dedicating themselves to. And the National Education Association had this book called We the People. Well, there was, in fact, the founding documents were so watered down that the original writers of the Constitution wouldn't recognize their own writ. That's how badly it was written. So what we've sought to do is to get back to the foundation of teaching our kids the Constitution of the United States of America, with an emphasis on the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. It's that the high school course, while marginally more sophisticated, is still exceedingly brief and general. At best, it offers a very basic outline. And this was, of course, prior to the passage of the Founding of American Documents curriculum. Again, I can't say enough to your work, Representative Adams and State Senator Larry Obaugh. But what we're wanting to do, and there's folks that are listening to this broadcast in Indiana and Kentucky, we are working with the our national organization, the Christian Alliance of America, to start an initiative in other states to see this same curriculum adopted by other school districts in other states. We're working in California. We have efforts in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia. And so if there's those in Indiana and Kentucky and West Virginia that would like to see this type of curriculum, they can contact us. That's at ohioca.org. That's the Ohio Christian Alliance website. And at contact@ohioca.org. And we'll make sure that you get information on this. In fact, we'll send you the actual legislation that was passed here in Ohio so that you can see exactly what we accomplished for the content standards. But, you know, it's like what Mr. Reagan used to say, John, trust but verify. And that's what we're doing now. And we were on a conference call last week. Let's talk a little bit about that, why we want to see how this is being implemented in the various school districts throughout Ohio.
You're correct, Chris. I mean, it's like you said, trust but verify. Our job is half done, half finished, implementing, getting the bill through the process finally and getting it signed into law is somewhat half the process. The other process is making sure that the bureaucracy, as it is implemented, is done according to what the intent of the law was. And by doing that, what I mean is there is an effort by the state school board, Senator Larry Obhoff's office, my office, to see to it as this is being implemented with the content standards, the model curriculum, and at the end of the line, the assessments, is the fact that it does what we intended to do. Sometimes when you get signed into law, you move on to something else, and you come back 3 or 4 years later and find out, well, that's not really what we intended it to do. Our job is half finished, Chris, in the fact that we need to follow up. We need to make sure that what we intended to have implemented gets implemented as it goes through this transition phase of the content standards and the model curriculum.
Well, that's right. And what we would like folks to do is to kind of give us a feedback from the field. I asked State School Board President Debbie Terhar that we would indeed present to her some findings from the field. So those of you listening from across the state of Ohio, if you would contact the Ohio Christian Alliance and basically ask your student anywhere from the 4th to the 12th grade what they're learning currently about the U.S. Constitution, about the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Northwest Ordinance, the Federalist Papers, and the Ohio Constitution, let us know what they're finding, learning in American history and government standards. If the teacher isn't spending any time on it, we want to know that. If they are starting to spend some time on it, and have that dialogue with your student, that's always so important as well. For parents to sit down with their students and to engage with them, how things are going in school. But let's focus on American history and government, and specifically with the Founding of American Documents curriculum. So contact our office at 330-887-1922 and kind of let us know what feedback you're getting, wherever county you reside in, what school district, and how your student's doing, again, anywhere from the 4th to the 12th grade. And then we're going to present that to the state school board so they can get an idea what our findings have been, and we'll do that over the next couple of months. The great folks who are serving us on the state school board right now, in fact, I think all but two members endorsed this curriculum last year when it was moving its way through the Ohio legislature. In fact, it was really unprecedented for the state school board members to come in and testify on behalf of this. And I want to point out former school board member Jeff Harden, who worked very hard on this legislation, a great patriot, and he passed away last month, didn't he, John?
Yes, he did. And it was a loss. And our prayers go out to his family. But he did diligent work. And, you know, serving on the state school board is a noble cause because it's really not noticed. A lot of people do not know what their role is in this entire process.
And it's so important, you know, and Jeff was so dedicated. In fact, he went down that week, the very week that he ended up passing away, and cast a very important vote. He asked Deb Terhar, the state school board president, are you sure you need my vote this week? She said, we do, and they were voting in a new school board superintendent, so he went down and he voted, and then he headed back home, and she wanted to say thank you for coming because she knew he wasn't feeling well, and it just so happened. He said, well, if it's the last thing I do, I wanted to come down here and do service for my state. And, you know, he passed away the next morning. But Jeff was doing, he died with his boots on. He was doing what he really cared about. He cared about our young people. He cared about our country. John, you served our nation in the military as a Navy SEAL. This is important to you. In fact, I'm reading from your testimony when you close out in your proponent testimony, the Founding American Documents curriculum. You say, we can't expect children to understand and defend the rights and freedoms our founding fathers intended for us. Rights and freedoms many Americans have died for. If they don't have an understanding of how these documents led to the system of government we have today, by giving these young people an understanding of our heritage, we are better preparing them to be active and productive citizens down the road. And I know that this means so much to you personally. You have a young family that you're raising, and your time at the Ohio State House, this is a passion for you, isn't it?
It is, but it's no different than what it's no different than when any other family cares about their children. They're not just an investment. They're loved ones, and I can tell you that my family's no different than yours or anybody else's in the state of Ohio. We all care about our children and what they learn, and education is a key to a robust Ohio. It simply is, and we'll keep doing what we need to do in Columbus to see to it that education is paramount, but it's done in an efficient manner, and that these standards are taught so that our children know where we come from when it comes to our founding fathers.
You know, there was an article that came out on FoxNews.com over the weekend, and the title of it was Florida Teacher Tells Fourth Graders to Give Up Constitutional Rights, report says. It was a father that sat down and had that discussion with his son of what he was learning in school, only to be horrified to understand that the teacher was telling his 10-year-old son was told to write, A note reading, I am willing to give up some of my constitutional rights in order to be safer or more secure after a civics lesson at the end of last year. Talk to us about this article. You read this article, John. What do you think about this?
Well, you read these articles, and you're just I'm dumbfounded, to be honest with you. And I've always, as I went through the article, I always come to a particular point: critical thinking skills among our students. Well, I'm not sure what the educational definition of that is, but when you read an article like that, it's disheartening because, again, here's a parent relearning, not relearning, but doing a check on what his student is, what his child is learning.
Yes.
Only to find out it's not what you want them to be learning about your country. And I noticed in there too that he was also in the military. And I won't say what I said on the drive-in after reading the article, but there's just too many useful idiots out there. Mm. That's the problem. And I hate saying it like that, but we have to be diligent. We have to be diligent in knowing what our children are learning in our schools. And if they're not learning what we want them to learn, then you take action. And I believe that's what responsible parents do, because the next generation of children growing up is what it's about.
Well, you know, I think this article really tells us, and we have some contacts in Florida, and we're going to encourage them to introduce the very bill that you had introduced there at the Ohio State House, and, of course, Governor Kasich signed last year. So we're very encouraged by that. But I think that this just speaks that there's a real need there for us to engage with our young people, to get this curriculum out, to teach the Constitution. And these teachers obviously have been taught themselves in a college system or university that's been very socialistic, very liberal. But I think the encouraging aspect is, John, the work that you and State Senator Larry Olboff did, the Ohio Historical Society weighed in, and they said, we want to help you get this message out to colleges and universities. And they started a lecture series around the state at colleges and universities, encouraging those that are going into history or social studies as teachers about how to go about instructing in the Constitution. I think that's wonderful.
I do, too. And it's always about the it's a wonderful resource. And that is a good resource of our taxpayer dollars, combining different elements of what our state government provides, but it's a good clearinghouse. That word was brought up in our discussion when we had a meeting several weeks ago that you were on, a clearinghouse of resources. And I think it's critical that the resources that the schools will be using in this endeavor as this curriculum rolls out, that the resources are what we want them to be.
Representative Adams, how can folks contact you? We just have about a minute here. If they want to give you a report of what's happening in their school district, so you can use that for more of the work that we're doing in follow-up.
Well, the best thing to do is just call our office. That number is 614-466-1507.
Well, wonderful. Well, listen, Representative Adams, thank you for being on the program today. And again, thank you for your work on the Founding of American Documents curriculum. It's great to say not bill, but curriculum that's actually being done here in Ohio schools. And we'll stay up on top of it. And thank you for your work.
Chris, thank you for the work you do, and hope we can work on future legislation together. Thank you.
Absolutely. God bless you. Well, I just want to close the program today with a statement from John Adams, the original founder of our country, and who warned his generation, a constitution of government once changed from freedom can never be restored. Liberty once lost is lost forever. And it's so important that we stay vigilant in these times and to pray for our young people, to pray for our nation. And, of course, this week as we pray for those who suffered the terrorist attack in Boston, Massachusetts at the Marathon. But again, you're listening to Christian News in Focus. We're heard each week on this program and hope that you'll join us. You can learn more about the Ohio Christian Alliance at ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. We'll hear from you next week. God bless.